knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Welcome to Hour 1.
Greetings and welcome to Thursday's Remnant Battle Lines with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's show and study. John's Gospel Witness to Jesus Christ, Part 11, The Jewish Malefactor. He had the power to deliver and to redeem all those who would come to him. Yet for the Jews, delivering this malefactor to Pilate was the utmost importance. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Thursday, the 16th day of August, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy chapter 16, starting at verse 18 through chapter 21, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 51, starting at verse 12 through chapter 52, verse 12. And the New Testament portion is John chapter 11, verses 1 through 57. Go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to listen to the latest shows and on Warn Radio, and also read the featured post by The Watchman. The featured posts this week are Choice, I, Cain, Kill Abel, Be Warned. Herein find seven prophetic end-time truths to live by in this perilous world, plus a prophetic word for those who have ears to hear. Also, Time, Tide, and Eternity meet in one place at the Lord's coming. Time, Tide, and Eternity, the Rad Solution Today. Time, Tide, and Eternity awaits no man. So go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to listen to the latest shows and also read the featured post by The Watchman. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio and also on Twitter at #WatchmanIS216, #WarnRadio, or #WGS_Watchman. Tonight on the show, opportunity knocks, but only once for many. In the days of Pilate and Herod, there arose a Jewish Messiah, the King of Jews and the Chosen One. He was the Son of God for those who believed upon Him and received Him. There was the power to become the sons of God. He was able to heal, deliver, and to forgive sins of men. He had come to bring total atonement for all men through the blood of the covenant. To many Jews, especially the high priests and others in the synagogue, he was an evildoer, and thus when they were able, delivering him to Pilate for judgment was the goal. The purpose was to kill this one who came to save. The opportunity became lost for those who rejected him. And now I welcome in the Watchman. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What's going on in the world?
Well, let's see. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Sometime today, I don't know if you saw it, and I put it on our personal message thing. And it was about a young couple that are liberal. And they were convinced that evil is just make-believe, that there's no such thing, that in the world there's goodness everywhere, and there's no such thing as evil.
Good grief.
So they denied absolutely, you know, radical Islam or just about anything. If they'd have listened to some of our shows, maybe they'd understood. But, you know, they really believed it. So they were biking around the world. And when they got to Tajikistan, ISIS killed them. And they were stabbed many times. So they found their... you know, evil is just make-believe.
Yeah.
In their world, that's what it was. It's too bad they didn't talk to someone who could convince them. But see, that's the way it is with the lies. I seen another thing. This was on our Twitter feed. Somebody had left the left because they got tired of the lies and they found out the truth. And I find that more and more and more, that people are leaving the lies of the Democrat Party and the lies of Pelosi and the lies of Waters and others, as well as the lies of Hollywood. And they are moving somewhere else. And it's not that they're becoming Republicans. It's just that they're not listening to the Democrats and this liberal bull. And they're pulling alongside supporting Trump because of what they've done. Now, for Trump, you know, I mean, you'd think that he would kind of quiet it down and try a goodwill tour or something. But, you know, that's not in him. But it's not goodwill in the media either, because they hate him to death. And even Ron Reagan hates him. Yeah, among others, but yet in his poll numbers they're up. And as I put also today on our private message, the fact is that the approval rating among blacks went up again. It was at 31%, now it's at 36%, latest numbers from Breitbart.
I just love it when things go in Trump's favor and it just angers the Democrats and the people that hate him.
Well, you know, and this is...
I think it's amusing.
This is among blacks.
Yeah.
You know, and so... But the people that elected Trump was not the Republican Party, but the people.
Right.
You know, the Republican Party itself, all the way up the line, all the old line guard of Republicans hated him, couldn't stand him, didn't want him in there. They were going to try to overthrow... the whole system when he got elected, and they had plotted that. We were talking about that, but you know, the bottom line of it is there's a lot of problems in the world, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, whether it's Trump or whether it's ISIS, you know. And we do get people that listen to our shows on Vimeo. We've been on Vimeo for a long time. We've had we have over, I think, over 1,300 videos on there. And for every, for like a two-hour show that we're doing tonight, it will take me 6 to 8 hours at least to upload our HD videos. So if I start early enough, I can get it done by 4 in the morning.
Good grief.
Otherwise, it takes me to about 6 or 8, sometimes longer, depending on how our internet is. But, you know, we do that for a reason, and we do get people from around the world that watch these videos, because Vimeo has one of the premier platforms for Roku and many others. You can listen to us on Roku and a lot of other things that major shows are on. You can find us on these things. And you can also, it's really good for just, you know, your mobile. And, you know, we do get people that will leave a comment, and you know, there's people, and we appreciate the comments. We appreciate them, and there's times like today. We had someone who was going through some things, and he really liked the video, and that was the Prophecy News one. That's the advocacy thing, because he didn't tell me the background, but from talking to him and seeing it on the chat, you could tell that there was some things in there. And so at any rate, he did ask for prayer.
Well, and that's good.
And I'll send you the link so you'll be able to go to it. But at any rate, you know, we have these things, these shows, not just on Vimeo, but we have them streamed audio on Spreaker. And Spreaker goes through iHeartRadio. We have a good listening audience on iHeart. You can pick us up on TuneIn. We go through Blueberry, and the podcast goes through a lot of other places. You know, there's plenty of opportunity wherever you're at around the world to listen to these shows.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome, I think. That's the good thing about this technology.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the thing, folks. You know, I get people every day contacting me, marketing people, who tell me we can up the amount of people that'll come to our websites. I get Facebook, I have Google, and they all want me to advertise Warren Radio on these. And, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out how this thing works when we have the same people openly trying to kick off others.
I know. Which, I wondered about that.
Which they've kicked off Alex Jones and many others. And I don't care if you disagree with Alex Jones or not, but you need to stop doing it, period. We've always been known in America for being able to share our beliefs. And I've listened to Alex Jones. I go to his sites. I know what he writes. And, you know, he's a very excitable guy. But the thing that Alex Jones is doing wrong is he's actually winning. So they hate him for it. If he if he wasn't winning, they wouldn't be bothered with him.
That's right.
You know, there's no doubt that his audience was a lot more. I mean, it just swamped MSNBC, CNN, and the others. I mean, literally knocked him out of the airwaves. He has had a massive audience. And even if they did try to get rid of him, if he could find a way to stay on there, they would find a way to get to him. But they are really cracking down on him. They've cracked down on the Health Ranger. YouTube has always been that way. That's why we got off of it. Years ago, I was on another video site, and they openly sent me an email saying that we didn't want you on there. So I left. And, you know, I know that Vimeo themselves actually kicked a guy off, a ministry off, because his ministry was to homosexuals. And he did a show where he talked about delivering them. And they said, well, we don't feel homosexuals need to be delivered. And they got rid of him. That's probably because they had a bunch of people like that worked there. So this is what it's become. So we don't know how long this thing's going to be. But see, I know where this thing is going. I've known all along. I've talked about it all along. There will be a way to get the gospel out in spite of these people.
That's right.
And we will utilize the technology. They will never be able to keep every bit of the gospel off. There will be a lot of Christians and ministries that will deliberately dumb it down in order to keep these people happy. You know, I don't deal with political issues. issues much. I stopped doing the news a long time ago. So if you're listening, we need to hear from you. If you're listening and want to help us get more people to our sites, we need you to help us in the financial department. Now, this isn't a plea for money because we're fine. We're doing fine. But like, for instance, I have one company alone that wants to do a professional video. Now, I do videos, but it's always best to have someone else do it. And that costs quite a bit of money. To have a regular promo on Twitter every month that costs $100 a month. To get your news stories promoted through Facebook alone will cost you anywhere from $50 to $100 a story. This is how much it can cost. Now, WorldNet Daily right now is in one of its worst months right now that it's ever been in. So if you appreciate conservative websites that preach, that teach the truth or write the truth, like WorldNet Daily, you better get over there and help them out. Now, we're doing fine. And I only mention the money part because if we're going to reach out and do marketing the way they normally do, it's going to require a lot of money. Now, see, I'm not in that department. If we can do it, that's fine. If we don't, I ain't going to worry about it because I ain't going anywhere. I'm going to keep preaching because the Lord will make sure the ones that need to hear, have ears to hear, are come. And folks, I am not of the world. I preach the Word of God, and more people are turning off to the Word of God. But if you go overseas, which we reported on, many people are coming to the Lord. So it's really one of those things that in the comfortable Western nations, people are falling away, and in the persecuted areas, people are coming to the Lord. Now that's the way it is, we believe that God will, and He always has, brought people to warn-usa.com, warnradio.com. And even my own site, danaglennsmith.com, you know, on their own.
Stop it.
So, you know, this is where we're at. Now, tonight, we're doing teaching. But see, now, I could spend a lot of money on marketing. But that doesn't mean these people are going to have ears to hear. Not at all. In order to receive the word, you have to have ears to hear. That's what the Spirit saith throughout Revelation. Even the Lord talked about those who could hear and understand and those who couldn't. That's why He spoke in parables. So this is a battle. And only God knows how long the message is going to be going over the internet. Now, I don't foresee them totally cracking down, you know, any more than they are right now. But the hatred against the gospel in the backslidden areas like America could definitely take hold. And if the Democrats get their way, then it could be trouble. Now, Tower, are you there?
Yes, I am.
One thing this commenter said, he mentioned he didn't want to see the atrocities of war again. He didn't want to see them.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, this leads me with everything he said, is that he was in an area that had war against Christians. And it was terrible.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And then what happened to that couple who said that evil is only make-believe, so then they end up getting killed by ISIS, leads me to, you know, if the Democrats, Tower, get their way for war or to kill Trump or whatever, they've openly called for that, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
I mean, it's been in the news. You know, Kathy Griffin holding up a, head, you know, a bloodied head of Trump. We have another, I forgot his name, it came out this week where, and I told you it was a cover of this.
Some musician.
Musician, a cover for his album.
Yeah.
Featured a dead Trump with an eagle eating him.
That's so wicked.
Yeah. If they get their way and there's civil war in this country, then the words of both that couple and this guy that commented are going to be real life. Because you're going to find out that evil is not make-believe. And you're going to find out the atrocities of war. Mm-hmm. You're going to find out how bloody something like this will and how many people can die and how even yourselves can die because you were stupid. Now, we need in this country to stop this nonsense, and we need to start forgiving, moving together as one, and healing the nation. In Chicago, for instance, CBN was reporting that the answer to all the murder that's happening in Chicago, Christian ministries are taken to the street this month, at least during this article. They were taking to the street in an answer to the murders, and they were addressing the murders, and they were giving people hope. And see, this is what needs to be done. We need healing.
Amen.
And the techniques of Pelosi and Waters and Hollywood and all these other idiot directors, even Steven Spielberg, who's come out and said what he did, and Jim Carrey and his stupid art that he does. These people need to repent, and they need to stop it. Now, it's okay to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But you need to work towards civility and healing the nation. Otherwise, what I wrote in my article that Tower could tell you about, that's on my site, I wrote today, which has a prophetic warning in it, it will come to pass. Make no mistake about it. Now, I'm not telling you this because I'm a prophet. I don't care what you think I am. I answer to the Lord God, and I'm here not because of you, or because of somebody that's paying my wage. I'm here because the Lord called me. I've been doing this over 20 years, and he called me back in 1970, actually before 1973. So, I'm not in this baloney. I'm not going to play politics. I'm not going to play religion. You either have to listen or not listen. That's up to you. If America falls, it falls. If America doesn't want to come together, then all hell's going to break loose, and those who know God must seek him, because when it happens, it'll fall on the just and the unjust.
That's right.
And your rapture is not going to take you out of here before this thing goes down, especially as sinful as this thing is and as quiet as the church is, quiet as a church mouse. So make no mistake, this is a battle.
But yes, it is.
The good thing of it is that we have audio and video on a lot of other sites besides ours, folks. A lot of other sites, a lot of other places. And I also have a whole storage of every audio we did, pretty much everyone, and with the help of a particular brother who helped me to get them over there. They're off continent. They're in a place that the enemy can't find them unless he really looks hard. But they're there for future use for people who need to hear the truth and the anointed word of God. Now, I'm preparing, and so's Tower. We've been preparing for the day of hell for a long time. And that is tribulation. That is what is coming. And the devil's going to be leading the charge. And he's going to appear as an angel of light. Now you need to stop pussyfooting around, playing church, playing religion, stop being divisive, get off the sin couch and get over and seek the Lord and stop messing around.
Amen.
I don't condemn you. The Word of God will condemn you. Just like this brother. I ain't going to condemn you. I don't condemn the churches. I just tell, like the Lord puts in my heart to say, to the church and to all the churches, be prepared. Let he who have ears to hear, let him hear. So, at any rate, we're going to have to get going on this.
Okay. Well, I'll see you on the other side then.
Okay.
Okay.
So we are in part 11. We're about done with John. And John is... Now, a lot of the books of the Bible are my favorite. But John is one that I love. I love the book of John. I love the witness of it. I love the style and what it does to raise up the Messiah, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. This is part 11. It's the Jewish malefactor, or the one that's the evil one. It's kind of funny. Not funny, haha, but the opposites here. From the high priest, he's a malefactor. And those in the Sanhedrin. Even Paul, before he got saved. This whole movement was malicious and evil. And their leader was a malefactor. But to those who were saved and delivered, the Samaritan woman, the demoniac, and many others, he was the Son of God. To me, he's the Son of Almighty God, the Messiah. He's a Lord of all lords, a King of all kings. He is the resurrection and he is the life. See, that's why God gave you two hands. You got a left hand and a right hand. You got a left eye and a right eye. You got a left ear and a right ear. He gives you choices. So it is with the gospel. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And he's not talking to the bricks and stones here. He's talking to people who have received him, that are the ecclesia, the called out ones, born again by the Spirit, who have received the Son of God. Amen and amen. We're in John 18 and we're in verse 28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Now, I'm doing this. We were a little bit down the road from this last time, but I like to go back to let you know about where we're at. They've delivered the Lord up, and he's already left the high priest. He's in the common hall. He's being set before the Gentiles, or in other words, the Romans. And the common hall is where the governor of the place hears and decides cases. And he does it in the name of Rome. Now, Yahshua did not do anything to warrant being condemned by the Sanhedrin. they wanted him dead. They seen him as a malefactor. But see, being as it was Rome who controlled it, they had to hand him over to the Gentiles for execution. And they wanted him condemned and executed by Pilate. And see, the thing here is, when we go through this, we're going to find out that Pilate finds no fault in him. While the Jews are convinced this guy deserves death. And the Lord is going to die. Thank God he did die for our sins. Because he bore our sins on that tree. But see, this is where, when we look in the Jewish law and into the atonement, when you're making atonement is done by the through the blood. The blood has to come from a blameless, a perfect sacrificial lamb. The animals that are sacrificed, of course, they all have to be blameless. I mean, without spot, just perfect. And so it is with the Lord. He was perfect. He was without sin. And we find along the way here, as Pilate goes, he finds no fault. But yet Pilate, in order to please the Jews, washes his hands of it and hands him over. It's just another Jew. And from the political standpoint of a Roman proctor or governor, it's easier to kill one and make the others happy than to let him live and have a rebellion on your hands. The Jews were well known for that, and a lot of this is political. And the other thing of it is that within this, there's a lot of stuff within this that will come back on the Jews. The blood guilt, the payment for the blood. The Lord even talks about that. We've talked about that in previous shows. On John, because there's that weeping over Jerusalem. So, in verse 29 then, Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring you against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor," someone who has done evil, a troublemaker, wrongdoer, a criminal, or, even a reprobate, Because he made himself equal with God by saying he's the Son of God, they would have considered him a reprobate in the strongest terms. But you see, just calling him a malefactor, really doesn't describe how much they really feared the Lord. Because he had raised Lazarus from the dead. He had miracles that none of them in the synagogue was doing. Surely the high priest wasn't doing any. There was no other prophets running around that were doing miracles and signs like this. He was the one. He was doing more signs and wonders than they had ever seen. Most of them Jews that are living there would have never seen miracles like this, ever. They had heard about him through the prophets. But see, remember, most of them here, of course, are from Judah, the southern tribe, because the northern tribe was already, before Judah fell, the northern tribe had already been sent into captivity, and they were scattered among the nations. Some of them remained in the area, but Judah got carried away to Babylon and then brought back. And actually rebuilt the temple. So Judah was there. And of course, along with Judah was Benjamin and the Levites. So they still had that system. But there, the prophets, the miracles, Israel being one, none of that was there. Now, there was a time during, you can call them the Jewish Wars, that they were able to, after that kind of rule themselves. That is, until Rome got so powerful. Now, see, Pilate really didn't want to have anything to do with this. Then Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." And it says here that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. It's interesting when you read this, because, see, the Jews wanted him to go here because Passover's coming. And they don't want to have anything unclean hanging, you know, any dead bodies hanging around, because that's defiling. They wanted to make sure their I's were dotted and their T's were crossed when it comes to keeping this. Their hearts weren't right, but they're going to carry out the substance of the law without their hearts. Just, we're going to follow the law. And they totally don't know that this is the Messiah. They're blinded. And, of course, there's a prophecy going back to Isaiah talking about this. So Pilate, you know, he wanted them to take him. He don't want to mess with it. He doesn't want to mess with the Jews. The Jews, as I said, were trouble throughout the Roman Empire. And the Jews were trouble for the Apostle Paul and for the Christians. They were. And this is part of the reason why Constantine got rid of the Jewishness in the gospel, because of this enmity between Christianity and Judaism, the Jews. Because a lot of the Jews really radicalized, went after the Christians, and caused them to be persecuted in many areas, because they knew how to do it and get to the proper people in the system. And eventually, of course, it came along. The devil helped him out when he brought in certain Caesars that were crazy to begin with, who thought they were God, like Nero and others. So at any rate, so Pilate then goes back into the judgment hall. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you king of the Jews?" Now in Luke 23:2, they had charged the Lord before Pilate, saying that he perverted the nations, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. And see, the thing of it is that, number one, they're lying. Just a bold false lie. Coming straight out of the Sanhedrin. Straight out of the synagogue. They're lying. He's perverting the nation. How? By doing good and healing? Forbidding to give tribute to Caesar? He never said that. Matter of fact, he did the miracle of the fish, where they went and got the fish and pulled the coin out. He said, "Go give, pay your taxes." He never did that. He did the exact opposite. But see, this is why the law itself says, "You shall not bear false witness." Now see, the Jews themselves, the Sanhedrin and all them, said, you know, well, they were the judge. They were the righteous ones. But they weren't. Even the Lord said, "You don't even keep your own law." And in the essence of taking him before Pilate, they have already proven that they don't keep the law. They break the very law that they accuse the Lord of breaking. And they're perverting the justice by lying, which comes straight out of the pit of hell. And if you don't think religions lie, then you haven't been around. Religions lie. And I've seen Christians lie, churches lie, pastors lie, evangelists lie. You know, when we think and understand here that we need to be careful that we're not like the Jews in this regard, accusing other people when we ourselves are doing them. Oh, do you think God's going to forgive you? Have you repented? That'd be the question. Jesus answered him and said, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Now see, the Lord knows in his heart that he's clear. He knows. He knew the hearts of men. He knows his own heart. He knows who he is. He knew where he came from. He came from the Father. But he came to this hour to be condemned, to be spat upon, to shed his blood on the cross, to fulfill the righteousness of the law. And I don't mean the righteousness of the law here on earth, but in heaven. He had to fulfill it perfectly before God in order for this thing to bring redemption to men. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What have you done? Now you see, he don't dare suggest that the chief priests are lying, but that's exactly what they were doing. But see, they were in the Sanhedrin, they were in the synagogue, they judged the Lord, and they all determined these things. So that makes it okay. No, it doesn't make it okay, especially if you get back into the prophets. If you get back into Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and the other prophets, you're going to find out that the prophets spoke against Israel. Their own judges were evil. And when judgment came into Jerusalem and in Judah at the time, everyone from the chief priests to the prophets to the political establishment to the people were given over. They were given over to anything but the Lord God. So Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Now see, he tells you right here that I should not be delivered to the Jews. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was not anything made that was not made by him. He made the world and everything in it, yet he went to his own and they received him not. His own people did not recognize him. So the Jews are the enemy. And if he did have servants, they would fight to prevent him from being handed over to his enemies. But for this purpose, he came into the world. Now, Islam openly states that the Lord, of course, is not the Son of God. They openly state that he failed in what he had to do. They believe he is a prophet. A lot of people can accept that he's a good teacher. But they're all missing the boat. Unless you believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ, Alpha and Omega, you will die in your sins. Now that's not just opinion, that's fact. And you have to deal with that fact. The world will have to deal with that. The governments of men will have to deal with the fact that he's coming back. Especially the globalists, you know, they have their plan for this planet. It's going to be interrupted because the plan of God is going to allow the Dark One to assume control of everything. And the globalists, of course, they're going to be kissing the hind end of the Dark One, doing anything he says in order to keep from getting killed. Make no mistake. As perilous as it is now, what comes is one of the worst nightmares this planet will ever have. And the sad thing of it is, most people never even realize it until after it's over. Verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice, and that's the same today. If you're of the truth, you will hear the voice of the Lord. You will hear the truth in these scriptures. The Spirit of God will relay them to you. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again, and unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find no fault in him at all. Now see, this shows testimony in the law. Let everything be done with two or three witnesses. And here's a witness here that says the Lord had no fault. And see, the thing of it is, his kingdom was not of this world. And as such, they didn't interfere with those of Caesar. Now see, that is a good argument. But if you go over to Turkey, you know, Erdogan now is trying to put together a caliphate because he wants to be the caliph. This is patterned after the Ottoman Empire. And Brunson and a lot of others are in prison because they've determined that Christianity is evil and an enemy of Turkey. And if you're just out being friendly, giving away clothes or food or something, which is what Christianity Christians do, they give and help others, that itself is spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can face death for that. Long-term imprisonment, which is what Brunson, Pastor Brunson, was charged with. In China, it's the same way. It's become Christianity is the enemy. And this is part of the prophecy that comes out of Revelation. The devil has always made war against the children of God, even in the Old Testament. But by the time you get to Revelation 13, it expands through the dark one that appears, the beast. And he's going to make war against the believers. Now, of course, many in the Gentile church and the theologians and others who have taught for years and years and years and years that there is going to be a rapture, and basically when they get into Revelation, they deny that Christians are going to be on the earth at the time because they don't identify with the fact of what it says. These are those that keep the commandments of God and the faith and testimony of Jesus Christ. There are several scriptures to that. I call them marching orders in Revelation that tells us who the believers are. The Lord himself in John 15 said, If you love me, keep my commandments. But see, for some reason the Gentile church has thrown a lot of that out. And of course they have convinced a great portion of people that this is not true. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that the Lord's kingdom was not of this world, and they sent him to the cross, and he says, the world hated me, and it's going to hate you. See, that has not changed. The Lord is on the throne. He's coming again as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's coming back as the warrior king. David was the warrior king, the son of David, the greater son of David, Yahshua. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is coming again, and he is the greater son of David, and he is coming again to sit on his throne. And he'll put down all the enemies of God. He'll rule for 1,000 years. But he warned us that they will hate you. You are in the world and not of the world, he talks. John 17. Matter of fact, a good one. John 15 through John 18, what we're reading here, these are all ones that you need to read. So Pilate, again, trying to get out of this without killing this, the Lord, says, but you have a custom that I should release unto you one at Passover. Will you, therefore, that I release unto you King of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. I find a lot of irony in this, and it's also very typical of the way things are written by the Spirit, because the Lord is the Son of God. He is the one who created all things in the beginning according to the Word. He is the resurrection and the life. In Revelation, he calls himself the Almighty, as the keys of death and hell. And his own people didn't know him. His own people committed, sin by saying things about him that weren't true. They were bearing false witness, so they broke the law. The high priest and the chief priest, the Sanhedrin. Yeah, they're guilty. All of them. Because they put him to death and they agreed together. And so now, the crowd out front, of course, they're egged on by the leadership, the Jews and the chief priests that are among the crowd. They're egging on the crowd to say, we want Barabbas. Barabbas was a robber. Robbers are thieves. The devil comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is a robber. The devil is a thief. Barabbas is... This, folks, is a type. Okay? The Lord here is being rejected by the world, and the world has chosen the devil, Barabbas. The world was made by him, but yet they did not recognize him, and they chose a robber over him, and he was more righteous, and he made everything. Yet he went to the cross. Now see, in this, Barabbas being chosen, I can tell you that the devil and his minions were rejoicing and having a party, probably a big old kegger down in hell. And they might even have gotten to some of the big mountaintops and had a few toasts, mocking God at the time, because now they knew. The people had chosen Barabbas. He's a thief and a robber, a type of the devil. And the Son of God, who they knew was the Son of God, is going to die. They've done their work. He's going to die, and he's not going to be able to do any more harm. And even the chief priests and the Sanhedrin are happy because they put him to death, because now it's going to be put to rest. They'll never hear about him again. So at the cross, he goes to the cross and he dies. And everybody's rejoicing that he's dying, except for Pilate. He didn't really want it to happen. He wanted to get out of it. But he pleases the people, which is a sin. That's what a lot of pastors do today. But you see, there's coming a time when Barabbas, the devil, his minions, the world, will all find out that the one condemned as a malefactor and sent to the cross was innocent, and he was the Son of God who died for their sins, and they rejected him. They're going to find out one day. The devil's going to find out, and he's going to wind up in the lake of fire, him and his buddies and all who followed him. And their torment, the smoke, will arise before the throne of God forever. Justice. Now you see, the world is still rejecting the Lord. Barabbas is still on the throne here in the world. He's a robber and a thief. His name is Satan, Lucifer, the beast, the dragon, the liar, the father of lies. And he ain't going to go to hell. Him and hell both are going to be thrown into the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not, and the torment is forever. Horrific judgment. Because this one will come back, the Lord of Lords, with a two-edged sword and an army, and he will speak the word, and Satan and all the armies will be instantly destroyed. So it's ironic, in chapter 18, the last verse, we have this. The people chose Barabbas, a robber. In essence, they chose the devil, the thief. We want the thief! We want the thief! We want the thief! The world is still saying that today. And when you're overseas and being persecuted and all them are in their temples and their mosques or their Hindus or whatever they are. In America, we don't have all that. We just got professional atheists and everybody else here who deny the truth. But it's all the same. Because the nations are receiving the thief. And we're going through the same thing again. Only this time, instead of the Lord on the cross, they're putting his people on the cross. And he says in Revelation, they overcame him, meaning the beast, the dragon, Slewfoot. By the blood of the Lamb they were born again. By the word of their testimony, he says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father and his angels. If you deny me before men, I will deny you. And they love not their lives unto death. Whoever loses their life for my sake in the gospel shall find it. Whosoever shall save their life will lose it. This is the battle today. The crucifixion today. This is the battle right now going on today and will not go away. And with that, we've got to stop. This is the end of first hour. I've gone a little further. When we get back, we'll be in John 19. Don't you go away. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mommy! I'm bored. Shall we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
Dad, I'm tired of the swing. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
There's no room to build a sandcastle. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America? Make your day prehistoric at the Bronx Zoo Dinosaur Safari.